Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A big thank you to Ron Hughley, co-host of The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. He informed me, and I look at the standings now, confirming what he's texting. Right now, Kansas City is 5, Detroit is the 6, because they have the exact same record. Royals have the tiebreaker. And so that's one thing now about the world of baseball we live in now, is they're doing things that other sports are doing, which is using things like head-to-head record as a tiebreaker. You know, for years, if there was a tie, you actually had to go play another baseball game somewhere. So that's not the case anymore. So if you're wanting to keep an eye on who the Astros are playing, know that if Kansas City and Detroit end up tied, that Detroit will be the team the Astros would play. They would be the 6 seed. Kansas City would be the 5 seed. Baltimore almost assuredly is going to be the 4 seed. That's almost mathematically clinched up.
You've gotten, in explaining all the reasons that I should be intimidated by the Tigers right this moment, Sean, You've actually gotten me kind of amped up and excited for a potential Tigers
matchup. I'd be excited for it. I just think they're a better baseball team than Kansas City right now. It's a higher degree of difficulty. This goes back to what I feel like the playoffs should be in every sport, which is where the higher-seeded teams should get to pick their opponent among the lower-seeded teams. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Right? I love that plan of yours.
Yeah. So the Yankees and the Cleveland would get their byes. You know, they'd be seeds 1 and 2. They would sit and watch. And then the Astros and the Orioles would get to pick their opponents. And the Astros would get to pick first because they're the 3 seed. And my guess is if it were Kansas City and Detroit they had to pick from, they would pick Kansas City, the colder of the two teams and the team they just swept, you know, a month ago or whatever it was. And then Baltimore would be left to fend for themselves against the Detroit Tigers. But I've long thought that the reward for getting the higher seeds each round of the way would be you get to pick your opponent. That would be so juicy. Can you imagine the selection show for like the NFL playoffs or the NBA playoffs where GMs of the teams or owners of the teams, Cal McNair stepping up there? The Texans are like the 2 seed in the AFC, and they get to pick from the 3 wild card teams there, the 5, 6, and 7, and Cal steps up and then talks. Actually, let Hannah do it, because she'll talk trash about the team that they
pick. She will. Yeah. She'll be like, oh, this is exactly where I want this team.
Yes.
We know they don't have the sand, damn it.
Yes.
The only thing I wonder about, from the league's perspective, what they're probably thinking is, well, no, like that actually makes the seeding. There's too much of a chance of non-contests then, because then what you end up having is like, okay, there's a team that's in the playoffs and maybe they're the 4 seed, but they've gotten injured all the hell in the last 3 weeks or they haven't played that well in the month of September, so it ends up being an even more lopsided game. So I don't think they would go for it, but your counter argument should be perhaps, but the slight of being picked by that team.
Yes.
If you're the lesser of the lower seeded team, the slight,
The
insult, all of that will be such a motivational force that it'll actually be a better game than you would have had otherwise.
There's nothing bad that comes out of this, man. Like, there's just, it adds juice to the whole thing. It would be so fun. It would be so fun. The NBA is set up perfect for it. You got 4 top seeds and you got the 4 bottom seeds in each of the conferences, and you're picking along the way, man.
Yeah, the NBA, though, it's going to be a team like the 3 seed being like, are you sure I can't take the 1 seed? I'd like to take them.
you're right. No kidding.
The play-in team actually is pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Ron, for clarifying that. So the Rockets opened their new basketball facility yesterday.
Did
you see the video of this thing?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah. Old cheapskate Tillman, supposedly. You don't look so cheapskate.
$75 million he spent on this thing. $75 million, and it's got, I mean, obviously the basketball parts of it are really nice, but supposedly I texted Vanessa Richardson yesterday. She was there for the opening of it. She's like, this place is incredible. Like, even the cafeteria and the hot tubs are amazing.
Like a Silicon Valley startup's employee lounge or something.
Yeah,
you know?
And they did one of those videos where it almost like they probably flew a drone through it, you know?
Yeah.
And it was really cool. Now, The big topic.
As a parent, by the way, these drone videos always make me nervous. Why? Any of these really cool videos that are done with drones, I'm kind of like, stay awake. Oh, you know, sometimes they fly the drone through people.
Oh,
like a couple
yeah.
people are having a conversation yeah. and the drone scoots on right through them. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's true. I need to know who's flying that thing. So the big topic coming out of this yesterday, though, that I saw at least, was not basketball related. It was hockey related.
Yeah.
Tillman Fertitta was asked about NHL expansion, and the NHL reportedly is looking at expansion. They're not for sure expanding, but this sale of the assets of the Arizona hockey team to this group in Utah has Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, very greedy as to what an expansion price would be on an NHL team. Reportedly, they're looking for $2
billion. $2
billion? Do you have two? I don't
this
have $2
billion. This is not a lesser NFL team we're talking about here. This is an expansion NHL team. $2 billion.
Expansion NHL team. So
Hold
here,
on, let me check my Vanguard account.
Yeah, go look. See how close you are to $2 billion. And you know, and I'll add
is
mine.
There any, like, I don't know how it all works. Am I allowed to purchase a comma on this? How's this work?
Yeah,
can I buy a comma for
three
less
zeros,
than, like,
please?
The actual,
yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to put in some options orders.
There you go.
And we'll see how this all works out.
You'll be fine. No problem. Yeah. So here's Tillman Fertitta yesterday. It's a great quote, but I mean Tillman is clearly in the mix of wanting to be an NHL owner. But only at the right price. Here's Tillman Fertitta.
I think the NHL, I know whatever I say, I'm going to read on the ESPN headline down there. So I've got to be really careful here. So NHL would be great in Houston. They are looking to expand. We're hoping that no team right now meets the price that they want for an expansion team, and we're hoping that we somehow can get the team by being one of the best cities in America and also paying the right price for an NHL team.
We should point out, and we left the pauses in there intentionally because that's how careful he was being with his words yesterday.
Well, and those are, by the way, those are pauses that wouldn't have existed 6-7 years ago.
With
that
Tillman?
Yeah. There were no pauses in his statement.
We aren't paying any more than $1.2 billion, Bettman.
Yeah. Well, he just, no, I'm just with every, remember when, remember that
remember.
First year of Rockets ownership where he kind of had these moments where he realized like, oh, they are going to really run with any little thing I say.
It was phenomenal. It was great.
So,
it was good times.
As long as you don't catch him at Mardi Gras, he's going to put some pauses
right
in the conversation.
Victor. I love Tillman.
I do think he's very interested, but I do think, like, you know, I was joking about, you know, people calling him old stingy Tillman or what have you. Like, he's been very willing to spend money.
Yes.
When he feels it's appropriate.
Yep.
And that's the question here. And I would imagine if I were a billionaire, Sean, if I just had that one.
Did you check? You're definitely not one?
Yeah, I'm definitely not. Okay. I tried to finagle it a little bit. Yeah. If I were speaking to investors, I could make it look
right.
like it. Don't worry. I can make it look like I.
Okay, good.
well, we have to, you know, we've got the valuation of my brand identity. That's worth
it. Good call, Seth.
But anyway, I think that. I think he very much is interested in having an NHL team, but it's an NHL team in a city where people are going to have questions about just how sustainable or how much demand or pent-up demand is there. How much can Houstonians learn to love hockey, the ones who don't already want it? And I'm guessing that his number would be south of $2
billion. Yeah, clearly.
It's a good amount south. I don't think he's just playing hardball negotiating here. I think he's going to wait and see. And I don't know what his number would be. Maybe $1.2 billion or so?
Maybe. I don't know. And reportedly, according to an article, I think Greg Rajan had an article in there that he's got a minority investor that he would be partnered with on this so he doesn't have to take on all of the expansion cost and whatnot. And that makes sense. Patrick Creighton of Area 45 here on Sports Radio 610. If you go to his Twitter account, at pcreighton1, he's got a really good long tweet. It's not even a thread. It's just a really long tweet that kind of lays out all the some history on expansion in the NHL and how some of the cities are viable, some of them are not. make no mistake, there was an article recently, I think you sent me the article, Seth, about expansion in the NHL, and Houston is a heavy, if they expand from 32 teams to, say, 34, especially if it's 36, I would be shocked if they expanded by four and Houston didn't get a team. Houston's the favorite to get a team.
Well, that's the league office.
Want a team.
People very much believe or suspect that the league office really wants a team. It's the fourth largest city in America. It's going to be the third largest before too long. So it's kind of like how Goodell really wanted a team back in L.A. when there was no team in L.A. It's, you know, you can talk about L.A. being a soft sports city all you want. It's the second largest city in America.
Yeah.
And I think likewise, that's what the NHL feels. Is okay, look, you've got this incredible population base there. You can almost throw all the other surveys and demographics and everything out. It's just, it is a huge population base, and they don't have an NHL team in there.
You've pointed this out several times, mostly specific to people from Colorado coming here through oil and gas.
Yeah.
But I think a similar phenomenon probably exists across other industries where Houston has headquarters here or big offices here where people
are Canadians here. They're not allowed to work remotely. They got to be in Houston.
They got to be here. And I'm sure the NHL, I'd like to think, has the numbers on this, but there's probably a very underserved hockey community here right now.
Well, Sean, you know how big you and I are in the Russian Orthodox Church. We learned that yesterday.
24 hours we've been.
Our guy, our listener, I think his name's Misha, so he's definitely Russian and Russian Orthodox. who knows how many Russians are out there? And they got money.
Yeah.
Some of them.
And they like hockey. Yeah.
Very few of them have a lot of money.
Right.
But maybe, I don't know, do we have an oligarch that has a place in Houston?
For a suite, maybe.
I'll cozy up to that dude.
Yeah.
I'll vote however you want me to vote.
You will cozy up to that dude. Oh, that's funny.
I'm friends with so many bots on Twitter.
They're pleasant people. All right. Payne and Pendergast. That'd be really cool, man. I've been up in the air. I would love to get a hockey team here. I'm skeptical about a hockey team working here.
Yeah. With victory, that's the whole thing.
With victory.
Victory that buys a whole lot of allegiance.
Yep.
So, I don't. Yeah, Tillman also talked about bringing a WNBA team in, too.
He did,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so he's, I can't speak for how he sees himself or anything, but I think he's really enjoyed owning the Rockets.
Yes, no question.
For all the scrutiny that comes with it, Tillman's not somebody that shies away from getting public attention.
No.
And I think he has a deep loyalty to Houston and a love for Houston. I think that as he enters his later years, I feel like this is something that he genuinely feels almost not just a desire, but maybe an obligation to be that guy in Houston.
And he wants it to be a generational thing. Like he and his family love
his kids
having,
really love
they
it.
They love having the Rockets, no question about it. All right, the odds are out on various NFL awards. Seth Payne might have been onto something before the season. Yeah,
don't
you.
Don't sound so shocked. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Raising
that's like
up.
Saying Laremy Tunsil didn't jump offsides in this game. And Seth Payne had a good idea.
Every time he reads into my tone all the time. I'm trying to put the guy over.